So we'll begin to discuss a little bit Yira and Ahava. But tonight, as an introduction to those two mitzvahs of Yira and Ahava, just wanted a short hakdama. It's going to be a short share tonight. Hakdama to the mitzvahs of Ahava and Yira. And to begin with the Ramban in the Perush Al HaTorah in Aseres HaDibros. The Ramban on the mitzvah of Zochos Yom HaShabbos the Kadsho says, B'midrasho shu Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakone, his kiru od sod godol b'zocho v'shomor. V'al haklal tiyah hazzechira bayom v'hashmira b'alayla. The night of Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, is keneged Shomer, and Yom Shabbos, the Ramban says, is keneged Zochor. For that reason, the Ramban says, Yikru'u lebirkas hayom. For that reason, Kiddush Shabbos morning is called Kiddush Rabbah. So ordinarily, we assume that that's just the Lashon Sagi Nahor. It's a euphemism. But really, the whole Kiddush is just the Bari Pri HaGofen, so we call it Kiddush Rabbah. And the Ramban says, no, there's a sod here. It reflects the fact that the Yom of Shabbos, the day of Shabbos, is Keneged Zochor. And for that reason, it's referred to as Kiddush Rabbah. We'll come back to discuss this. We're not going to understand it in the sense that the Ramban wants us to understand it, but we'll discuss it. The emes hu gam kein kimidas zochor v'mozo b'mitzvah sasei v'hu hayotze mimidas ha'ahava v'hu l'midas ha'rachamim ki ha'ose mitzvah sadonov ohov lo. So the Ramban says that all mitzvahs lo sa'asei are rooted in Yira, in Yiras Hashem, whereas mitzvahs asay are rooted in ahavas Hashem. That yira means that a person, he recoils, he withdraws, he submits, which is what a person does in a mitzvahs lo sa'asei. He abstains, he withdraws from that which he would otherwise be inclined to do. Ahava means a person represents his pashtus, reaching out. A person tries to do and come closer, and all mitzvahs asay are rooted in ahava. Therefore, the Ramban says that really of the two, ahava is greater than yira. Yira is just a person gives in, he submits. And ahava means that a person actively seeks to do the Ritzon Hashem, actively, not just passively submits, but actively wants to implement the Ritzon Hashem. For this reason, the Ramban says, Ahava is greater than Yira, and the Ramban says that's the underlying yesod or sod of the halacha of Esei Docheh Lo Sa'asei. It's for that reason that Esei Docheh Lo Sa'asei. V'lachein mitzvahs asay gedola mi mitzvahs los asay kemo shaha ahava gedola mi yira ki hamekayim v'ose begufa ubimamona ritzon adonav hu gadol me hanishma me asos hara be'enav. One who actively implements the ritzon Hashem is greater than one who just doesn't violate the ritzon Hashem. V'lachach amru d'osi asay v'dochi los asay. And the Ramban continues, that an asay is greater than a los asay. Again, hence the din of asay docha los asay. The truth is, this is what the Ramban hinted at a little bit tersely earlier. This is also reflected in the halachas of Kavod Va'onig Shabbos. Again, the Ramban says that the night is keneged shamor. Again, we know that the night is associated with Midas Hadin, Yira is keneged shamor, and the day is associated with Zohar, with Midas Ahava. That's why the halacha is, again, according to the Ramban, it's this notion which underlines the halachas, that in terms of Kavod Va'onig Shabbos, the day is more important than the night, right? That's why the halacha is, if a person has one special machol for Shabbos, he has one special delicacy for Shabbos, so he's supposed to save it for the day rather than at night. Or, that's why the halacha is, that in terms of the requirement of Shalosh Seudos, at least two of those Seudos have to be by Yom, and only one can be by Laila, right? On Erev Pesach, Shecholios for Shabbos. So we look for all kinds of solutions for how to have Shalosh Seudos. How do you eat Shalosh Seudos? So do you eat two Seudos in the morning before Sof Dalet Shos? Or do you rely on Peros for Shalosh Seudos, or various other solutions? The simplest solution, l'chor, would be eat two meals at night. It's much simpler to eat two meals at night, and then you'll have one meal in the morning, and it will be the simplest solution for Shalosh Seudos. LMI, the answer is again that since Shalosh Seudos is a kiyum in Oneg Shabbos, and the Kavod Va'Oneg of the day of Shabbos has to be greater than that accorded to the night of Shabbos. So therefore, within the Shalosh Seudos, they have to be distributed that at least two are bayom, and only one can be balayla. And again, this fits with the Ramban's scheme that the night is keneged shomor, and that the day is keneged zohar, and that zohar is greater than shomor, because midas ha'ava is greater than midas ha'yira. I'll call upon him, at any rate, so the Ramban says that mitzvahs los asay are rooted in and are an expression of yira, and the mitzvahs asay are rooted in and are an expression of ahava. Now the Ramban's scheme of the night being keneged shomor, i.e. mitzvahs los asay, yira, and the day of Shabbos being correlated with mitzvah zochor, i.e. ahava, mitzvah saseh, also hints at the relationship between ahava and yira, between mitzvah lo saseh and mitzvah saseh, and that in the following sense. One of the major yesodos of the entire sefer of Mesilas Yesharim, one of the overarching principles of the entire sefer, so of course Mesilas Yesharim is modeled on the Braisa in Maseches Avodah Zarah, of Torah Mevi'ili Dei Zehirus, Zehirah Mevi'ili Dei Zrizus, Zrizus Mevi'ili Dei Nikius, Nikius Mevi'ili Dei Prishus, Prishus Mevi'ili Dei Tahara, Tara Mevi'ili Dei Chasidus, Chasidus Mevi'ili Dei Anova, Anova Mevi'ili Dei Yiras Chet, Yiras Chet Mevi'ili Dei Kedusha, Kedusha Mevi'ili Dei Ruach HaKodesh, and Ruach HaKodesh Mevi'ili Dei Tchias HaMesim. So this is the ladder which a person is supposed to climb. When the Mesilas Yesharim comes to explain what these midos are, so if you look, for instance, in the beginning of Perek Vav, where he's defining the second midah of Zrizus, so the Mesilas Yesharim writes as follows: Acha Hazehirus, Yavo Hazrizus, Ki Hazehirus Sovev Al Halos Asay, VaHazrizus Al Haasay. That basically Zehirus and Zrizus are really the same midah. That Zehirus is the midah as applied to observance and fulfillment of mitzvos lo sasei. And zrizus is the very same midah as applied to observance and kiyum of mitzvos asei. And the Mesillas Yesharim says, v'hainu sur meira v'asei tov. Or in other words, when David HaMelech tells us in Tehillim, sur meira v'asei tov, so David HaMelech is telling us in terms of a sequence of Avodas Hashem that a person can only accomplish in Asei Tov to the degree that he is Sor Meira. Only to the degree that a person is Nizhar on Mitzvahs Lo Sasei can he accomplish and be Oved Hashem through Mitzvahs Asei. And if a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is negligent or his behavior is inadequate in terms of Zahirus, then you can't talk about Zrizus. But you can only have Ahava to the degree that it's rooted in Yira. And the Mesillas Yesharim says it again. If you take a look, for instance, in Perek Yud Gimel, where he's talking about the Midah of Prishus, so the Mesillas Yesharim begins as follows: Haprishus hu tchilas hachasidus, v'tire shekol masher be'arnu ad ato hu masher mitztarech el ha'adam lishiyeh tzadik u'mikaru lahala hu lishiyeh chasid. Nimtza haprishus im hachasidus. Again, in Reb Pinchas ben Yoyir's sequence, so prishus precedes chasidus. So what's the relationship between Prishus and Chasidus? So the Ramchal says, it's kemo hazehirus im hazrizus, shezeh b'sur meira v'zeh ba'asei tov. The same coupling of Prishus and Chasidus as you have with zehirus and zrizus, that a person can only express and hope to attain ahavas Hashem to the degree that he expresses and attains Yiras Hashem. That there's no such thing as, again, being able to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Asei Tov unless a person first submits to the Ribono Shel Olam through the Sur Meira. And the MS, all this is really hinted at in the Ramban as well. When the Ramban says that the Friday night, that Leil Shabbos is Keneged Shomur, and that the day of Shabbos is Keneged Zohar, so the Ramban is also hinting at this sequence within Avodas Hashem, that it's only after graduating from the Friday night of Shabbos, which is Keneged Shomor, that a person can come to the day of Shabbos, which is Keneged Zohar. The same idea is expressed by the Sfasemes. He says that's the deeper meaning of the famous Gemara with which we're all familiar. The Gemara says that Zohar v'Shomor is b'dibur echad nemu. So what's the significance of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it b'dibur echad? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make miracles unless there's some need for it. So what's the significance of the fact that Zohar v'Shomor b'dibur echad nemu? So it tells us a hekesh of kol sheyashno v'shomo is yashno v'zochah. So memeila, therefore, noshim ha-metzuvos and kiddush hayom dvar Torah, because kol sheyashno v'shomo yashno v'zochah. Says the Sfas Emes, the deeper meaning of that Gemara is that kol sheyashno v'shomo, a person who has shaychis to shomo, a person who is mekayim, the sur meira, a person who is nizer on the lo sasei of Shabbos, so then Yeshno B'Zochor, then he can experience the Kedusha Shabbos, he can be Mekayim the Asay of Shabbos. But if someone is not B'chlal Shomor, so then there's no such thing as being B'chlal Zochor. That's what the Sfas Emes says. It's Bemes, all hinted at in the Ramban's sequence of Leil Shabbos Keneged Shomor, and the Yom of Shabbos Keneged Zohar, which the Ramban says, and that's why the Yom of Shabbos has Kiddusha Rabbah. It's greater, but there's a sequence, there's a progression from Leil Shabbos to the day of Shabbos, from Shomor to Zohar. this yisod, again, as elementary as it seems, is one which people who have not had the zechus to grow up in a Torah home and to be attuned to the Torah's approach to things have great difficulty in understanding. Historically, one of the first so-called rulings of the conservative movement was that they were, quote, matir, unquote, driving to Shul on Shabbos. That driving for other purposes on Shabbos, so at the time they said, is not allowed, but to drive to Shul on Shabbos is allowed. So what was the fundamental error? And ad hayom hazeh, when you deal with potential, as every Jew who is not yet shomer mitzvah, when you deal with a potential bal tshuva, so ad hayom hazeh, very often they have trouble with this concept. What was the error in that ruling? So again, the ruling is, because a person lives too far to walk to shul, so he should be deprived from enjoying the beauty of Shabbos, and from basking in the splendor of Shabbos, okay, so you can't drive anywhere else. But you have to be able to drive to Shul on Shabbos. So what's the error of that in terms of the Hashkafa? So the error is that Kol Sheyeshno B'Shomo is Yeshno B'Zocho, that the Torah teaches us that a person can't experience Kedusha Shabbos and can't have the Aliyah which Shabbos promises unless he first totally devotes himself to Shomo. Or in other words, unless a person first totally submits himself unqualifiedly, unconditionally to the Ritzon Hashem, so only then can he hope to approach the Ribono Shel Olam by virtue of Kiyum HaMitzvos, of Mitzvos Aseh. But to the degree that our submission, i.e. our Zehirus, is flawed, to that same degree, no matter how much Torah we learn by Hasmada, and no matter how long in Shmon Esrei we stand, and no matter how Mehuda our Lulav and Esrog are, so those mitzvos will also be lacking and will be flawed. That's the Hagdoma to Ahava and Yira. I just want to begin our discussion of Yira. It's well known in all the Svarim that we talk about Yira Sachet and Yira Saromimus. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he talks about the mitzvah of Yira Sashem, only talks about Yira Sachet. There is no mention of Yiras HaRomamos. In Perek Beis of Yisodei HaTorah, he talks about Yiras HaRomamos. But in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he talks only about Yiras HaChet. We never will come to talk about that as well. There is a famous saying, it's written as well, from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that a person cannot achieve Yiras HaRomamos unless he first trains himself in Yiras HaChet. Yiras HaChet means simply that a person that each of us has to be afraid of the consequences of our actions, that we're held responsible for everything we do, and the Socha V'Onesh, simply Yiras HaChet, because Rachmana Litzlan, for every Chet which I do, Rachmana Litzlan, there is an Onesh forthcoming. Rav Yisrael Salanter says that a person cannot achieve Yiras HaRomamos unless he first trains himself in Yiras HaChet. People don't like this comment of Rav Yisrael Salanter. It seems condescending. We would like to think, our self-image is, that we would like to think that we're not on a madrega of such a madrega of shalol lishma that we can only appeal to ourselves based on Yiras HaChet. We would like to think that we can appeal to ourselves based on Yiras HaRomamos, just that our Yira should not be so much a sense of fear of punishment as a sense of awe before the Ribbono Shel Olam. And yet Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, and Kol HaTorah Kula supports Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, right? When you read through the Telchacha, when you read through all the threat of Onshim, it's quite clear that the Torah presents Onshim as a threat to induce correct and proper behavior. There's not the slightest shadow of doubt that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is 100% correct. But why is that? So here too, there are many levels to the answer. I want to begin tonight just with the most elementary level. Moshe l'ma'ad ov adomeh, we all know that certain things are unhealthy, not helpful for us. We know that a sedentary lifestyle is not healthy. We all know that. We know that high cholesterol can be dangerous. We certainly know that smoking can be very dangerous. And yet, Hachush Meyid, that an overwhelming number of people, probably a clear majority of us and of any group of people, certainly disregard what we know. We don't act on that. And yet, Rachmana Litzlan, when a person has an attack of angina and thinks he might be having a heart attack, so then all of a sudden, everything he knows, he immediately implements. And then all of a sudden, the smoking addiction, which was too powerful to be broken, gets broken overnight. And all the self-discipline, which was beyond the person in terms of diet, so somehow or other, he finds the resources to impose such self-discipline. So Teva B'nai Adam is that we react to things which are concrete, to things which we feel and sense and which are almost, if not actually, tangible. But that's our starting point in life. And the same way, even though we know all these lifestyles which are not good for us, and yet so many of us are only deterred when, Rachmana Litzlan, we confront Yiras HaOnesh, as it were, Lahavdil, in the form of a chest pain or something like that, Rachmana Litzlan. So if Sal Salanta says, if you're honest, if we're honest with ourselves, we'll realize that the same is true. That we don't begin on a madrega where Yiras HaRomamos is sufficiently real to us. It's too high, it's too lofty, and it's too abstract for us at the beginning of our lifetime of Avodas Hashem. And it's only Yiras HaOnesh, which is much more concrete and much more real and almost tangible, that is something which we can relate to even immediately. And that realism about our starting point for Avodas Hashem is very important. Very important that we don't delude ourselves and think that we are too enlightened to motivate ourselves through Yiras HaOnesh. Now again, this doesn't mean everything is b'mido, b'mishkol. It doesn't mean that a person has to be morose and depressed and from this awareness of Yiras HaOnesh. No, that's not the Torah's goal either. But what it does mean is that it's not something which we can just dismiss, and it's not something which we should say, well, we don't need that. We're too enlightened for it. specifically, and again, please don't misunderstand, this is not intended to be a source of depression or making anyone here morose, but it's very, very important. The Gemara in Brachas talks about it, of La'olam Yagiz Odom Yetzah Tov Al Yetzah Ra. The Gemara talks about Yaskelo Yom HaMisa. Part of what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says about Yiras HaOnesh being an absolutely indispensable stage, hopefully it's a stage which we move beyond, but being an absolutely indispensable stage for our Avodas Hashem, so that means having an awareness of mortality. Now that's not an easy thing for people your age. For people your age, by and large, mortality is very, very either theoretical or if not theoretical, very remote fact. But the truth is that Sof Davar Kol Nishma, it is the ultimate reality which we all confront. And if you deal with an older person, who is struggling with mortality because they're, let's say, in their 80s or something, it's very difficult at that age and stage of life to begin to confront mortality. To confront mortality, to be able to be mekayim, the pasuk in Mishlei of Atischak Leom Acheron, a person has to not be depressed by the thought that he has to have an acute awareness of it his entire life. Again, not depressed by it, but he has to have an awareness. He has to have a sense, number one, that he has to live his entire life with a sense of responsibility. Again, responsibility is not mutually exclusive with simcha. It shouldn't be mutually exclusive with simcha. But it is mutually exclusive with Kalas Rosh and Hefkerus and Hesach Hadas. All of that it precludes. It doesn't preclude Simcha. And only if a person has this awareness of mortality, which again is the ultimate awareness of Yiras HaOnesh and Yiras HaChet, only then, number one, according to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, can he ever hope to move beyond that? And number two, only that way can he ever hope to have the kochas hanefesh to confront it, the bo yom pkudoso. It's not an easy thing. But when a person dreams of this future, and when you get out in the professional world, it's very, very important to remember what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. It's the capital we say in a Beis Avel, of Al Tira Ki Yasher Ish Ki Yibek Vod Beiso Ki Lo V'moso Yikach HaKol Lo Yerid Achvav Kevodo. And it's that awareness, if a person is constantly accompanied by that awareness, he'll have the Yiras HaChet, that's what the Gemara in Bracha says of Yaskel Yom HaMisa. And paradoxically, if a person has that awareness, he'll be able to live the way he should, which, as we discussed in a previous shiur, is the ultimate basis for simcha. So paradoxically, what the Western world runs away from, what the Western world is afraid to confront because it's too depressing, the truth is just the opposite. The truth is that by confronting it, and by allowing that to influence and direct my entire life, so that allows a person to live b'simcha. Because only then, with that awareness of Yiras Chet, can we hope to live the way we should, which ultimately is what simcha, what brings lidei simcha amitis. All of the shiurim we've been having this year in Chovos Halvavos and Hilchos Deos, have all been dedicated l'ilui nishmaso of my father, Hareini Kaporos Mishkavo. Everything we've discussed were things I learned from him, things which he articulated, but more importantly embodied. This inyan which we spoke about of atischak liyom acharon, of living with an awareness of yom hamisa, and the concomitant responsibility to live properly and to use time, so we said that it again allows a person to live properly. It also allows a person to be able to confront Yom HaMisa, because that's not something a person can do on the Yom HaMisa. My father's last interaction with this world on Motzei Yom Kippur after Ne'ilah, so we have the minig in his Beis Medrash that after Ne'ilah we sing and dance to show emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept has accepted our tshuva, our tefillah. So this year in the hospital we also observe the minig, we also sing. And there was, after the Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, and after the Ashrei Om Shekochalo, Ashrei Om Shehashem Alokov, who lost consciousness gradually, and several hours later was Nifta. Mitoch HaSchok, Mitoch Simcha. The the kind of description you read in storybooks and you think are legends. But a person can only hope to conclude his life that way if he lives his life from a young age, from your age, from today, with this awareness of Yaskelo Yom HaMisa, of Yeras Chet, and to allow that to have the formative influence in everything he does, not to depress him, but to motivate him. Not to depress him, but to direct him. But with that motivation, with that direction, so that a person can live the simcha kol yomav.